Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Jacqueline Anderson. Morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Aaron.
So how are we doing this morning?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Gosh, it's like northerlies. It's gone really warm again. Very windy.
It's a bit mad out there. Most of the West Coast has got storm warnings, except for our part, actually, so it's worse. Whatever you think it's like here, it's worse somewhere else on the West Coast.
Is it?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
So with the old school, what have we got? What's coming up? The first thing on your list that's coming up?
So the 5th of June it is today. So what we have got for this month, we've got movies this weekend. First weekend of the month is always the movies. And we have got two movies, Nobody Has to Know, and Saturday, 4th of June at 8 o'clock. And Diana's Wedding is on at 5 o'clock. So Nobody Has to Know, this is a romantic drama. it's about a middle-aged farmhand, Phil. He's working on a remote Scottish island, and he suffers from amnesia following a stroke.
Ah.
And then a lonely local woman, who's Michelle Fairley from Game of Thrones, anyone that's watched that series, helps him sort of like get back to his life, but she ends up lying to him about being his girlfriend.
Oh, intrigue. Always like a good amnesia movie.
Yeah. So that's a recent release. That's on Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 4:30.
Yep.
And then Diana's Wedding is about Diana's wedding. So, oh no, but it's not. It's on the same day that Lady Diana Spencer is marrying Prince Charles in London. There's newlyweds Liv and Tuhe. They're celebrating same nuptials, well, not quite in the royal style, but in the canteen of a Norwegian small town factory.
Okay.
A romantic comedy.
Right. Has that got subtitles, that one?
Yes, it's Norwegian.
Norwegian,
so,
yep.
So it'll have subtitles as well.
While we're talking about films, can we talk about the Raglan Film Festival? Are entries still open?
Yes, they are. They're open, and we are looking for films. So, this is the time to get together, make a film about anything. You can do it on your phone. Submitted in. There's lots of cool prizes, big money, sponsorship. It's a great night. We have it at the Town Hall in Raglan.
Perfect.
Get creative and just come up with a story.
Do you know when entries close off the top of your head?
It'll be the 2nd of July.
Okay, all right. So still a bit of time there, folks.
Yes, that's for the nominations, entry forms, and then the film needs to be submitted by the end of July. I think it's the 24th of July.
Okay.
But, yeah, just get your entry form in. And tamariki and rangatahi go into the prize draw to win $100 as a first entry. So.
Oh, right. So that's a randomly picked one.
Yeah, so on the 2nd of July, with all our full entry, the forms that have been online, there's online registration forms that have been submitted, they'll all go into the draw and to win $100 prize.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Have you got any exhibitions at the moment?
No, we haven't. We've just finished an exhibition. Our next exhibition is going to be part of our Matariki program of events starting on the 26th of June.
Okay.
So we've got... what should we talk about now, actually? We've got quite a lot of things, but a lot of them are sort of... We've got Live and Local Music Night.
Oh, yeah.
That's another series coming up. So that is on Friday the 17th of June. That's on the third Friday of every month, Koha Entry. But probably one of the most exciting things for this month is the celebrations for Matariki that are being planned from the 24th of June right through till the 17th of July.
Okay, is this something that you guys are doing at the old school?
Yes, there's going to be a Matariki Solstice music event night. It's happening on this Saturday, the 26th of June.
Yep.
This is free entry. And there'll be art, there'll be an interactive art installation, music and performances, and there'll also be Kai from the Raglan Kindergarten, who are doing some delicious food, hot food. And there'll be street performers as well. So there'll be a lot going on that night. And then the following day, we have an additional creative market, Matariki market, themed market. And this is a long weekend too as well.
Of course. So we've got Friday off, is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've just got the clay shed mural. We've also got the clay shed team volunteers are installing a mural on our upstairs in our creative space wall.
Oh, is that what I can hear in the background?
Yes, so they've come up to carry on doing that. So I might have to find another room. Downstairs, it's hard to find any rooms around here.
It's so blooming busy
at the moment.
Yeah, so you're going back down the stairs.
Right, so can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's
talking
good.
About the movies.
Yep, yep. That's all good. Yep, yep,
yep, yep. Right, and we also have a Matariki bowl painting workshop. So these are, we've got funding support from these from Rangiwa Naturally and also the Waikato District Creative Communities.
Yep.
And this is a two-hour super fun activity using glazes and paintbrushes, ceramic glaze paints to decorate a bowl.
Okay.
And these workshops, thanks to the funding support that we received, these workshops would normally be $60 a person, but we're able to offer them at $20 a person.
So when's that happening, Jacqueline?
They'll be Thursday the 30th of June, 6 till 8pm, and Saturday the 2nd of July, 10am till 12pm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so it's all about playing with colour and design, and you could be able to keep lasting special momentum of Matariki 2022 as well. We're also really super excited. We've got Whetū Marama Bright Star. This is a recently released, it actually hasn't even been released yet, documentary, and it's Bright Star is the story of, I'm not going to see if I can get this right, but it's Sir Hekenu Kumai Puhipi.
I can't see the poster. I can't see the poster from here.
His name gets shortened to Heke, and he is his. It's about his significance for Māori and rekindling, doing traditional star voyages on the world map.
Yeah.
So he's actually done, like, navigated like over 26,000 kilometres by sea. Purely just by using the stars navigation.
Right, traditional navigation methods.
Yes, that's right. So this is a documentary, it's New Zealand, and this was also selected for the Whana Marama New Zealand International Film Festival too as well. So we've got that screening on the 2nd of July for 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then also our final screening on the 17th of July. And we also have the director, Toby Mills, who will be coming down to represent the film. So that's pretty special as well.
Maybe we should have an interview with him before he gets here.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah, that'd be
that's
an interesting
great
chat.
Idea, Aaron.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, I'll get you the details for that. So that's our Matariki program of events.
What else?
We've got
Hula Hoop.
Hula Hoop classes, that's right. This is new. This is starting on the 8th of June on Wednesday. It's $10 drop-in, 6 till 7 o'clock, and that's with Evelyn Coulson, who is new to Raglan. She's a circus professional.
Right.
So, that's happening. We've also got yoga, and there's Pilates as well. Yoga's happening with Anna March, and Pilates as well as on a Monday evening too as well with Jenny Watts.
What else is left to talk about? We've talked about the hula hoop. Clay classes are ongoing.
We've got a Nourish clay and coffee classes starting on Wednesdays on the 8th. This is with Lindy Moy.
Yep.
This is a new class. And it includes membership, coffee, tea, and a gluten-free treat. No experience necessary. And this is for during the day, 9:30 till 12. A lot of our play classes are on in the evening, so we've had a bit of a request from everyone sort of asking for things to be done in the daytime.
Okay.
Yes. And also we've got Creative Waikato offering free creative support workshops called Refresh Your Creative Life, and that's been held on Monday the 27th of June that's the weekend after the long weekend, 1 till 3. This is all about making life easy tips and techniques for artists with a special focus on motivation, time management, and just a lot of conversation about all the common challenges that there are for creative people.
Okay, I don't think I've got a poster for that one in the studio.
No, this is new. This is only just come to light, but there will be a poster arriving soon.
Okay, cool. Oh, I wanted to ask, I think that's all the activities, but how's the last bit of fundraising going to get the lift put into the creative space?
Yes, so we've received some funding from Trust Waikato to go towards that. We had an anonymous donor as well who's given us $10,000.
Oh, really?
As a base, yeah.
Hey, folks, that unfortunately that interview got the recording stopped. Something went wrong, so that's all I've got. But that was pretty much the end of the interview. So big ups to the anonymous donor there. And it's always a challenge interviewing Jacqueline in the old school. She can't interview in the office, so she goes to find another room. But there was so much happening there that day. You heard one of the bits, but there was an awful lot of moving around to start with and another bit of moving around in the middle till we found good locations for the interview. So super busy place at the moment, basically, is what I take out of that.